This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Abortion is lucrative. Executives of Planned Parenthood local businesses average just shy of $240,000 a year. Even heads of small operations top six figures. Nearly a third of all local clinics make between $300,000 and $500,000 a year. Of course, that's where federal funding comes in handy. An Arkansas abortion business is challenging a law that requires them to work with a physician with hospital admitting privileges. In court, the plaintiff's attorney admitted that no Arkansas doctors want to work with the abortion provider. If a Catholic politician supports abortion, they get a media pass. But now that one member of the White House family, Ivanka Trump, is an Orthodox Jew, the media have turned into religion police, investigating whether she and her husband, Jared Kushner, are eating kosher when they eat out with Dad. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. In other headlines, some South Carolina legislators want to rid the state of those gruesome D&E abortions. The next step is the State House Judiciary Committee. Kentucky is the latest state to try legislating an end to state Planned Parenthood funding, and Maryland has killed a bill that would have legalized assisted suicide. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com or find us on Facebook or Twitter. This has been Life News Radio.